This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Deme Bandabla. The headlines. Parliament gives its nod to statutory resolution regarding extension of President's rule in Manipur for another 6 months, with effect from the 13th of this month. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma announces 240 crore rupees for floriculture mission 1.0 over next 3 years, aiming to make Meghalaya floriculture hub of the Northeast. Sikkimese filmmaker Tribeni Rai's debut Nepali language feature film Shape of Momo has been officially selected for prestigious San Sebastian International Film Festival 2025 in Spain. The Parliament has given its nod to statutory resolution regarding the extension of President's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months, with effect from the 13th of this month. The Rajya Sabha adopted the statutory resolution through voice vote yesterday, and the Lok Sabha had already given its approval to the statutory resolution last week. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai moved the resolution seeking approval of the House for the extension of Parliament's rule, which was imposed in Manipur on 13th February 2025. Replying to a discussion on the resolution, Rai said that since the imposition of President's rule, only one incident of violence took place in which one person lost his life. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha has emphasized that culture plays a vital role in attaining mental and spiritual peace, and efforts must be made to showcase the state's rich and diverse traditional heritage on a global platform. Speaking at the first meeting of the reconstituted state-level cultural advisory committee in Agartala yesterday, the Chief Minister said culture is the ornament of a society. Dr. Saha also holds the Information and Cultural Affairs portfolio, serves as the chairman of the 39-member committee. The committee is tasked with guiding the state government in organizing cultural festivals, conducting artist workshops, and promoting various cultural initiatives. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday announced 240 crore rupees for floriculture mission 1.0 over the next 3 years, aiming to make the state a floriculture hub of the Northeast. Launched in March 2024, the mission targets 3,000 farmers, offering a 7 lakh rupees subsidy covering inputs, infrastructure and training. During his visit to Maukria in East Khasi Hills district, Sangma highlighted that nearly 500 farmers have already benefited and projected a direct profit of 600 crore rupees.
Through the floriculture mission, today we are supporting a large number of farmers to put up infrastructure to be able to grow flowers like this. Tied up with different partners so that we are able to take these products to different parts of the country. And slowly and steadily, this mission is becoming a really, in one way, a successful mission where a large number of farmers are benefiting.
Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday launched the water bill app of the Department of Public Health, Engineering and Water Sanitation for Itanagar Capital Region, a pilot project aimed to bring essential public service closer to the people. Addressing the gathering, Khandu informed that the pilot project is a part of a larger vision to bring digital systems for water connections, billing and grievance redressal to every district headquarters in Arunachal Pradesh. Meanwhile, the Chief Minister took stock of the department's ongoing projects, future endeavours and departmental issues, and assured the state government support with funds and manpower. In Manipur, the state government has ordered all factories not to allow women to work in any factory in the state beyond the hours of 10 p.m. of the preceding nights to 5 a.m. of the next morning, except some condition under Clause B of Subsection 1 of Section 66 of the Factories Act 1948. According to a notification issued yesterday by the Department of Textile, Commerce and Industries, all factories should obtain a written consent from a woman worker to work beyond the hours of 7 p.m. It is directed all occupiers to arrange adequate lighting and CCTV camera surveillance not only inside the factory but also surrounding the factory and all places where female workers may move out of necessity in the course of work. Sikkimese filmmaker Tribeni Rai's debut Nepali language feature film Shape of Momo has been officially selected for the prestigious San Sebastian International Film Festival 2025 in Spain. This is our correspondent from Gangtok.
Award-winning Sikkimese filmmaker Tribeni Rai has reached a new milestone with the official selection of her debut Nepali feature film Shape of Momo in Nepali Chora Jastai at the San Sebastian International Film Festival 2025 in Spain. Tribeni Rai hails from Nanduk East Sikkim and has clinched multiple awards for her previous short films. She graduated from Satyajit Ray Film and Television Institute, popularly known as SRFTI, Kolkata. The film Shape of Momo, during its under-production stage, has already generated international buzz for Tribeni and Sikkim, notably during the 2025 Cannes Film Festival Film Market and Hong Kong International Film Market earlier this year. Tribeni's work is steadily cementing Sikkim's place on the global cinema map. Moinak Chatterjee, Akashvani Gangtok.
Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday handed over Kibo, a powerful AI-driven reading device, to students of Tony Polo Mission School for the Hearing and Visually Impaired, Itanagar. In a social media post, Khandu emphasized that with Kibo, children can now access printed, handwritten and digital content on their own, in their own language and at their own pace. Kibo has been developed by the Department of Social Justice and Empowerment in collaboration with Trestle Labs, aimed at providing an inclusive learning experience allowing individuals to access and interact with content independently similar to their sighted peers. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla has suggested university administration for arranging student exchange programs with other universities on the country and later on with foreign countries to strive for excellence and bring laurels to the state, which elevates the university's stature and impact. Addressing the gathering during the 10th Foundation Day celebration of Manipur University at the Kialpat in Imphal yesterday, the governor said that the youth of country need to lead in a rapidly changing world and think deeply, act responsibly and lead courageously. The Tripura Women's Commission has launched a free sewing training program in Agartala to empower women and promote self-reliance. Aimed at making women economically independent, the program will train 120 women in its first phase in batches of 15 over 1 month. As part of the initiative, Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha will distribute free sewing machines to the trained women at a ceremony to be held at Mukta Dhara Manj in Agartala on the 18th of this month. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall to continue over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh during next 3 days. The IMD also predicted that heavy rainfall will continue over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the week. Nagaland Chief Minister Nifirio has expressed deep sorrow over the disaster that unfolded in Dharali, Uttarakhand. In a post on X, Rio conveyed that his thoughts and prayers are with all those affected. The Chief Minister said that the people of Nagaland stand in solidarity with the people of Uttarakhand and the emergency teams working on the ground during this difficult time. Former Governor of Meghalaya, Satyapal Malik, has passed away yesterday after prolonged illness. He was 79. He was receiving medical treatment at the Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital in New Delhi. He also served as the governor of Jammu and Kashmir and Bihar and Goa. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the demise of the former governor and expressed her condolences to his family and followers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also expressed grieve over the demise and said that his thoughts are with his family and supporters in this hour of grief. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sama also conveyed his condolences and described Malik a warm and gracious individual who was deeply enthusiastic to the development of Meghalaya. In the Shillong leg of the Duran Cup 2025, Malaysian Armed Forces defeated Rangdajet United 1-0 at the JN Stadium in Meghalaya yesterday. A second half strike by forward Nasir Yasa was enough for the Malaysian Armed Forces to gain their first victory. Rangdajet United now stand at the bottom of Group E and will face the North East United FC on the 11th of this month. With that, we end the North East News Bulletin from Akash Vani Shillong. Have a nice day.